That's Angela Moss Pool, along with Micah Stampley. It's called My Help. Good morning. Welcome to Turkey Day 2021. Did you know an estimated 46 million turkeys have given their lives for the cause of you having Thanksgiving dinner? And speaking of Thanksgiving, that very first Thanksgiving, it is unlikely that the pilgrims actually ate turkey. They probably had something more like venison or duck or some other fowl, as turkeys were not that common at that time. Just a bit of revisionist history, if you will. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYT, KQJO-FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. We're going to take a pause for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll come back with more of the music that matters. All you got to do is stick and stay.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Between Satan and God, Satan tells God, I can do everything you can do. God looks at Satan, scoop up a little dust, and make man. The conversation was over. There are just some things Satan, come go with me here. There's just some things Satan cannot do. There's just some things Satan really can't do. So since he can't do it, and we serve a God who can, you ought to be able to give thanks to the God who can do everything but fail. Oh, I wish I had some help in the house. The only thing Satan can do is cause confusion. But he can't make man. And so since you can't make man, you can't do everything God can do. So, Reverend, you're telling me that even when my bills run squeaky low, maybe you ain't in that category. Gas going up. Food going up. Everything, the goods are going. And you're telling me, give thanks? Well, you're still eating.
Still making away.
You're still turning on your light. Prayerfully. Your gas still on. $2 or $3 in your old hoopty. You can move across the city. Then when the hoopty don't want to go, they got something called city transportation. In everything, give. I'm going to the doctor. But God is providing the healing. In everything, give. Thanks. God did not promise days without pain. He didn't promise laughter without sorrow. Sunshine without rain. But he did promise strength for the day. He did promise comfort for the weary. He still promised I'd be with you. Always to the end of the world. The text did say weeping may endure for a night. But joy would come in the morning. He's still promising he's a way out of no way. He's still a shelter in a time of a storm. He's still food in a storming land. He didn't say that every day would be a bright day. But he promised that he'd take care of it. You know, if he'll bring you to it, he'll bring you through it. Ain't nobody went through no hard times in here. But if he'll bring you to it, look back over your life. He brought you to it. Then he brought you through it. And then you look back at it and you say, thank you. Because you didn't only bring me to it, but you brought me. Anybody in the house can testify that God brought you to it, but you can also testify that he brought you through it. And that's when I put my dancing shoes on, because not only did he bring me to it, but he brought me just when I thought I could not make it no another step farther, just when I was about to give up, we were about to walk away, he just came back and made a brighter day. When I thought I had lost it all, he came back and re-strengthened me. Just when I thought I was about to just say it, break it up, give up, God comes back. Watch closely. It's important to be grateful and thankful. Watch closely. We're coming to the season of Thanksgiving. You cannot have a Thanksgiving without having thanks. And the thanks don't work well without the giving. But when you put the thanks and the giving together, I don't think y'all hear me here. When you put the thanks and the giving together, then you have an awesome power that takes place in this word called thanksgiving. In other words, we ought to have thanksgiving we ought to have a portion of thanksgiving in our hearts every day. Not just in the month of November or December, but every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Thank you, Master, for giving me a portion of my health and strength. Do I have some help in the house? Thank you, Master, for giving me a place to live. Thank you, Master, for allowing me to tie my shoes. And thank you, Master, for giving me feet that I can use. Watch, I'm at Methodist the other week, and I'm kind of down a little bit because I don't know what's about to happen to me. But here I see a lady. Changed my whole attitude for the day. She's in a motorized chair. No arms, no legs. And I'm complaining. No arms, no legs. and she's moving a motorized chair. And then she didn't seem to be griping and complaining. So I told the Lord, thank you. Certainly, I asked the Lord to bless her. Sometimes God has to allow us to see other folk who's doing much worse than we are, so we can go back and tell him, thank you. Sometimes he has to allow us to see other folk in a whole worse condition than you or I are in, so we can come back and tell him, thank you. I'm sorry for being so crazy. Yeah. I see a lady with no arms. Well, she had a little no arms, no hands, no leg. So I had to tell the Lord, Lord, please take care of her. She didn't know I was praying for her, but I asked the Lord to take care of her. But then God gave me a lesson in the midst of it all. How would you like to be in that position? I told the Lord, well, thank you. So don't get so caught up without telling the Lord, thank you. Don't walk around in such a posture where you think that God ought to be glad you got up. You ought to be thankful he allowed you to get up. Oh, come go with me here. Because in our society, we walk around like God ought to be happy that we got up. But we ought to be happy and grateful and thankful that he has brought us and woke us up. So what you're trying to say, Reverend, I'm trying to say, put away your selfish thoughts. Because you don't always allow it to fall from your lips, but it do develop in your. And as a man thinketh, so is he. So Paul comes back and tells them, he says, look, Thessalonians, in everything,